Brighton Festival 2018.
No fit state are at the Brighton Festival this week, following from many successful runs here in previous years in the Fringe. I've seen them several times when they were here for the Fringe and absolutely highly recommended. They've got an international cast and a show that combines traditional circus skills with ballet, inventive sets, live music and a strong narrative. This year's show is called Lexicon, and I went to meet some of the No Fit State performers in a break in rehearsal at their big top on Hove Lawns.
Hello, I'm Luke Hallgarten. I'm in No Fit State's new show Lexicon at the Brighton Festival, and I'm a juggler in the show. I've come from circus school. I was studying for 2 years in France, and so joined this company because I like their previous work. I really enjoy the lifestyle of touring with a tent and living in caravans.
No Fit State are quite different to a traditional circus, what people might think of as a circus, because it involves obviously high wire work, juggling as you're doing, but also very balletical and moments of great sort of peace, stillness and beauty.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something that I really appreciate in their work. Coming from being in France, there's a much more emphasis on the contemporary side of things, and I think something No Fit State does very well is making contemporary work that is accessible for all audiences, and that's why I wanted to work for them, because it's not just for a highbrow theatre audience, it's really for everyone.
My name is Lisa and I am a performer musician, or musician performer maybe. So I play different instruments and sing, but also dance and part of the choral scenes and do a number of different things, which is really great. I'm Italian, but I've lived in the UK for 5 years.
And what's the best bit for you about being a No Fit State circus?
It's the life, really. Like it's a lot of people say this, but it's really true. It's a lifestyle, it's not a job. I mean, you've got to love it, and I very much do. So I consider myself very lucky. It's great to live like this and make this great show together as well.
And when I've seen No Fit State before, I really get a sense there's a great camaraderie between the performers.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things, like between the performers and actually the whole team, it's one of the brilliant things. So, you know, we live together, we travel together, we build everything together, we make the show together, so there's got to be that element of, like, you know, loving being together, you know, in the good and bad times, but it's quite a strong feeling, and you've got to have that to make it work, I think.
My name's Tom Rack, I'm the artistic director of No Fit State and producing the Lexicon project. The company come from all over the world. You know, we've got Finnish, we've got Italian, we've got French, we've got German, we've got a really international cast, and they bring a completely different flavour and a different temperature and a different spirit, and that's what makes the shows what they are.
It's not what people would normally expect from circus, because it contains so many different elements. So there's dance, ballet, obviously you've got the aerial acts, and you've got your juggling and all those kind of things. But it's a real mixture of different kinds of skills and flavours that I think quite often surprises people.
We are by no means a traditional circus at all in our approach and our presentation, although this show is perhaps the most traditional approach and presentation that we've done before, because this is part of the celebration of 250 years of circus. So with this show we've kind of looked back into the heritage and the history and tradition of circus to try and recapture some of those old ways of doing things, those old skills, those different things that No Fit State hasn't been able to do before, and contemporize them in our own way. We like to say it's dramatic, it's not drama, it's theatrical, it's not theatre, and it's circus at its core, but it's full of imageries and subtext and different narrative threads that in a way the audience can sit back and weave their own tapestry of what's going on. There are many stories, there's no one story, there's no beginning, middle and end, but there's a whole universe here populated with people with their own fragility, their own vulnerability, their own stories, their own relationships, and that's kind of what creates such a rich experience from the audience. And the kids can enjoy the spectacle, the excitement, the circus, the thrills, the music, the energy, and the adults obviously will enjoy that too, but there's the more sophisticated strands, different things that pop up in the show that they can kind of join the dots with and come with us on the journey, really.
Now, everyone's got a story of something that's gone horribly wrong. You must have one.
So I'm a fire juggler in the show.
You didn't mention that before.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, there's the jeopardy.
So I do a fire juggling act, and we were doing a photo shoot for this show, and I was trying to hold a pose for as long as possible for the photographer to get the right shot, and everyone started shouting, Luke. I turned around and I'd caught my hair on fire, and I had to quickly like tap it out before anything bad happened. But it was quite funny, and yeah, I only lost a bit of hair. I needed a haircut anyway, so do you know what I mean? It was two birds, one stone.
What's the best bit for you about being involved in No Fit State?
I've been touring circus for 30 years now, and I think one of the great things about the way we work, I mean, it's not a job, it's a way of life. Traditionally, circuses were families, but, you know, now we're a kind of slightly more modern version of an equally dysfunctional family. You know, we take on the world together, and yeah, it can be really hard. And then come opening night, when we get a standing ovation from the crowd, you just go, yeah, that's what we do it for. When the sun's shining, there's no better way to live.
And that's No Fit State Circus. They were taking a break from rehearsals at their Big Top on Hove Lawns, and it runs through to the 14th of May every evening except Tuesday, and it has additional matinees at the weekend. Selling very well, though.
Yeah, I had a little look before I came down to the studio, and as of the weekend, tickets, there were some sellout shows for next weekend. Availability, though, at most shows. But I would, if you really want to see it, I'd get your ticket sooner rather than
getting
later.
Getting quick, yes. Yeah. And a little tippet for you, because I popped down on Saturday afternoon to catch some of the audio from the show. I haven't actually seen the full show yet, but I crept in with my recorder. It was boiling hot in there. So do dress appropriately and take plenty of water with you. I dread to think what it was like for the performers. It was hot for the audience. It must have been baking for the performers.
Free sauna or steam room with every show this
yes,
week.
That's right. Yes, lose a couple of pounds and go and see No Fit State Circus.
Excellent.
Just by sitting and watching. But they're very highly recommended. If you've not seen them before, when they came before in the Fringe, you're in for an absolute treat. If you've seen them before, then you'll know just what to expect. And they are magnificent show people.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.